We are here at the Cattle Industry Conference Summer Meeting here, and with me is Dave Shipman, who is with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Agricultural Marketing Service. And Dave, what do you have to do with the beef checkout?
The beef checkoff, the actual Cattlemen's Beef Board, is appointed by the Secretary of Agriculture. So that's one part of, that we're involved with. Our department works with the board and the industry to collect nominations. The nominations are then presented to the Secretary for selection of the board members. You know, I think the board continues to provide an excellent service to producers across the country. The Secretary of Agriculture is very grateful that the members volunteer their time to work on the board. So in terms of that, it continues to operate well.
Well, that's a very important point to make, that the producers who serve on the board are not paid for their services. And also that the fact that the federal government oversees this, these dollars that come in, to make sure they're not wasted, correct?
That's correct. That's one of the major functions that we carry out, is ensuring that the dollars that are collected, we don't tell the board how to spend them. Okay, it's the board's decision and the producer's will as to how they want to spend it and invest those monies. But once they make those decisions, we have staff that monitor and ensure that it's spent the way that they intend to spend it.
So you then carefully audit what they do, is that correct?
They're required to do audits, and we also oversee and review those to ensure that the fiduciary responsibilities are carried out. And we have staff that attends every one of the executive board meetings or the executive committee meetings to ensure we understand what the board's doing. Again, we don't tell them what they should do. We do tell them what they can or cannot do in terms of the law and the order. If something occurs that they should not be doing because it's illegal under the law, we will notify them of that and ensure that they stay within the confines of the statute.
That's really all the questions I have, Dave. Is there anything else you'd like to add, anything you would like to tell beef producers and others who pay into the beef checkoff about how their dollars are spent and how the federal government oversees that?
Well, I guess the only thing I could say right now is that the Agricultural Marketing Service works hard. There's a number of 5,000 people nationwide. We partner with states. We enjoy working with the Beef Board and to facilitate the marketing of products that are produced by American farmers.
Thank you very much, Dave. I'm Cindy Zimmerman at the Cattle Industry Summer Meeting.